Welcome to the podcast. Cody, how you doing? Good? All right. As always, we like you to help us out. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, rate, subscribe, review. Cody, let's go.
At Comes Natural Pod.
Yeah, that's the Twitter handle. Jesus Everyone knows.
Christ, you're the worst. Welcome to Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Welcome to this week's show. We're talking about the stuff and things, well, mostly movies and some TV shows released, trailers-wise, released at Comic-Con 2016 from San Diego, California.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Comic-Con.
Yeah, which is just
a
whole different con. Group. A lot of red there
mm-hmm.
And black and tall people of white descent.
That's probably true, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, where do you want to start?
We'll start with the first trailer we watched today, which is Lego Batman Movie.
Hilarious.
That's really the first real trailer we've seen. The first teaser was him doing the song.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first one we've seen. We had to see our first look at Robin Boy Wonder, which is hilarious because he's got big old eyes on his glasses.
Yeah, no, it's the pants part. These are too tight, and he rips them off. But
that's
it's like
better.
Just two little legs, like flying out. That's better. I can only look you in the face right now. Yeah,
it's so funny. For those who don't know, Will Arnett is reprising his role as Lego Batman from the Lego Movie, in his all new feature film, as he calls it, the solo movie, only starring him, even though he's got other people in it. Zach Galifianakis is playing the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard him a little bit in this trailer, a wee bit of a laugh.
But that was it.
That was it. We have Michael Cera as Robin or slash Dick Grayson. Rosario Dawson's playing Batgirl slash Barbara Gordon.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Ralph Fiennes or Voldemort is playing Alfred Pennyworth. And Mariah Carey is the mayor of Gotham City.
Yeah, I heard about that. That's really weird.
And from what I've heard, she plays Mariah Carey, mayor of Gotham City.
Oh.
Yeah. Because it's not Mariah Carey, character's name, mayor of Gotham City. It's literally Mariah Carey as the mayor of Gotham City.
So does that mean that they're going to release a Mariah Carey Lego figure then?
Yeah, if this movie does good.
Joe's been waiting for years.
Him and Zohan.
For years. No,
years.
I don't know.
Since like 2011.
Something, I don't know.
She's on a comeback. She's got a new album coming out.
Oh,
so,
is she?
Yep, you'll be happy to hear that. So, what does everyone think? Mike?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
All right, man. I'm a yes, too. Yeah. It's a unanimous decision. We're going to see that movie. Next up is Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is the new-ish Harry Potter.
New old Harry Potter?
Yep.
With no Harry? Or Potter?
I mean, yeah.
There could be no Potters in there, yeah.
Might not be any Potters. This does take place,
America.
A, in America, but B, it's also going to be way before, like...
How many years before?
Well, it looked like 19...
It looks like the 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, the way the hair and the clothes look and the cars and
it's
stuff.
It's very 40-ish.
Yeah.
It's like Harry Potter took place basically present day.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's
one
a...
takes place...
Back in, like, the 1940s
is
what it feels like.
Oh, okay. No? 1926.
Oh, so
we were
20
slightly
years
off. Whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, 14 years ain't bad, I guess. We're a little bit of a blur.
Talking about all the years, that's pretty close.
Yeah. Like, if you think we were then, you know, good shot. Like, this has a lot of people in it. We won't go through all of them because this list is way too long. But the Flash is in it, I just realized, looking at this list. The new
Which Flash?
Ezra Miller.
The one
from the Justice League, yeah.
Okay.
The cinematic Flash, not the small screen Flash. Your big ones are going to be Eddie Redmayne is the main character. Dan Fogler plays his best friend. Originally rumored to be the villain, so it might be a spoiler still, but it definitely looks like
the guy from SWAT is the villain.
Yeah. That's the one.
You
Colin Farrell.
There you go.
I was going to say Bullseye again, make Joe mad. Colin Farrell
Cody's
definitely looks like the bad guy.
Favorite Daredevil movie of all time.
It is my favorite Daredevil movie of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Mine too.
Yep. See? I'm not the only one.
Well, you like it because of Ben Affleck. Your giant hard-on for Ben Affleck.
You got a weird hard-on
for Ben. You have a weird hard-on for Ben
That's
Affleck.
That's strange.
That's why you watched Argo so many times.
Weird, because I have not seen
it. I was going to say, he hasn't seen Argo, I think, so I don't think that's correct, Joe. The trailer looks, this trailer looks interesting. Made it look different than what I thought it was going to look like.
Why?
From the teaser. First teaser seemed like it was more of like a, just kind of a, not even say run-of-the-mill Harry Potter movie, because this one made it look like a run-of-the-mill Harry Potter movie.
But you're thinking of maybe like the earlier stuff where it seemed like more action-adventure.
Yeah, like more of like, ha-ha, you know, this one like looks kind of like borderline scary with a lot of dark and damage.
Later Harry Potter movies where they really start to get into the
like the dark and the death
dark
and stuff.
Yeah.
Basically when they killed off that dude from Twilight. Goblet of Fire. Right? Goblet of Fire? Is that the one that killed off that dude?
Yeah, because it was the competition.
Yep. The one that Harry didn't actually technically join. So yeah, I think it looks pretty dope, but I like the Harry Potter movies, so
we all like the Harry Potter movies. Probably not as much as you, but I think it looks absolutely interesting and something I want to see.
So that's a yes, yes. Michael?
Possibly.
Okay. Have you seen all of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we watched them all at his house.
Did we watch them all at your house?
Yeah. We binged them before the seventh,
movie.
Before the, the two-parters, the two-part movie.
Earl Place or his place? I can't remember.
It was his place.
My old apartment.
Yeah, his old apartment.
83rd.
Yeah.
I remember we did Aliens there.
We did a lot of
Prometheus came out.
We did a lot of.
We did that one set in.
Yeah, oh, that was rough.
Mm-hmm. Well, because we couldn't do it.
Well, we only did. Well, I guess really we only did one and two. Yeah. We did Alien and Aliens before we saw Prometheus.
Yeah. Because that's all that there is.
Yeah, worry about those other ones.
There's no such thing.
Those other discs that I have in that collection are just blank.
Quadrilogy is so weird.
It's
like,
just weird deleted scenes.
Yeah, exactly.
I was actually, speaking of that, I was really hoping to see a Covenant.
Alien Covenant, yeah.
Yeah, something from it. I know they're filming it right now.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of production art or production stills from it, from like the actors and stuff.
I would think you'd see something maybe next year.
Well, because they had a panel there. They had a panel for the 25th anniversary.
Oh, that's different, though. Obviously, they would do something for the actual
Well,
because
Bill Paxton was there. Michael, what's his last name? Starts with a B. Bane, right? Guy played Hicks, not Hicks. The other one, Hicks was Bill Paxton, the main guy.
No, Hicks wasn't Bill Paxton.
Hicks was Bill Paxton, wasn't he? Oh no, Hicks was Michael Bane or Stane or whatever his next name is. The main dude that was like the romantic with Tony or whatever. Is that Hicks? I can't remember.
That's Hicks. Yes.
Okay. Because he's the one with the melty face and the production art for the movie we'll probably never
see.
He's
the one that was supposed to be in the second or third one, but didn't actually make it into the third one.
They killed him off in the post-credit scene? Pre-credit scene?
Yes.
I was hoping to see that, just speaking of that
stuff. It would have been really nice, but...
just a teaser or something, really.
Just to sort of give us an idea of what we're going to get into.
Yeah, what we're dealing with, What'd you catch?
It's a rat-a-tat.
I'm not worried about it. Rat-a-tat. Nah, it's bullshit. Rat-a-tat bullshit.
Oh, this Rat-a-tat escape. What a...
Aha! Bitch!
What a bitch.
Next up is King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
This one is the first time I saw this movie, or this trailer for it. I really didn't even know this movie was coming out. But anything Guy Ritchie at this point? After the one movie with spies, which I'm totally spacing
Man
out
from
on.
Uncle.
Man from Uncle? I'm in.
What about Sherlock? He's the one that directed the Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man Sherlock with...
They were good movies, but like...
Man from Uncle's what tossed you over, huh?
Yeah, because it's funny, it was awesome, it was fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going against...
It's just weird. It's just this weird hate for the Sherlock movies.
Yeah, well, you know, he likes Sherlock.
Weird.
So strange.
Not to be compared with your love for Ben Affleck.
Now it's pointed at me?
No, him.
Oh, I was like, directed at me now, son. Anyways, Matt Damon. This one, it looks interesting. Like, the first part of it, like, when it first starts off, I'm like, it's shaky for me. I'm like, ugh, like, the first person running thing and, like, the weird explosions in the air. And I don't really know what's gone, but it very much reminds me of his Sherlock movies. With, like, the slow-mo-ish action stuff. And then you get into, like, the hardcore, like, magic creatures and magic and John Watson with a fireball in his hand and the guy with the skull face. And I was like, all right, well.
Yeah, that whole sequence where it's just like flash character, flash character, flash character, and you're just like, what's going on there? Why is Skeletor in this movie?
Yeah.
You know, what the hell?
The new, it looks like, speaking of themes of these trailers, if you watch all these trailers, it looks like it's like the theme for the Comic-Con trailers where it starts off with a little bit of story and then a montage of characters in action.
Mm.
And then it goes into some kind of song, title sequence, joke.
Yeah, that's how a lot of
like,
them do
it. It looks like
yeah.
all of them do that way, which is fine. I mean, it's they're all essentially teaser trailers for the most part. But it was interesting, funny how they all
had that literally almost the exact same storyline behind all the trailers. Because even we're moving into the Wonder Woman one next, right?
No. We're not. We're all Suicide right. Squad next, but go ahead.
But Suicide Squad did the same thing because it ends with... Yep. Was it the Margot Robbie...
elevator scene?
Elevator scene, yeah.
Visual joke on that one.
Exactly.
Versus like a punchline joke like the Doctor Strange one was.
Or the Wonder Woman is the... In my world, we call those slaves. Yep. Ooh, I like her.
Okay, let's go. So, yeah, King Arthur. Anybody else got any thoughts on King Arthur?
Okay. It'll be interesting. The only thing I was looking for in that trailer is Merlin. And it seems like you might see him because there's a flash of him fighting somebody that looks mystical.
Yeah, it was weird because Jude Law was using magic.
Right.
So it's like, all right, well, obviously magic does exist. Oh, the sword looked dope too. I was going to bring up that.
Oh yeah,
because it was Damascus. It was pretty sick.
Yeah, and he's pulling it from the stone, and like the earth is starting to shake, and the weird chest piece.
Yeah, the
horse
knight
is
chest
blowing,
piece, like, it's
or
like,
not bleeding.
Like bleeding. I was like, I don't know if that's. I think that's just a weird scene of like someone dripping blood on it, but it seems weird to be cut right there because I was like, why would that horse be bleeding and whatever, you know,
or whatever. But yeah, so I would wonder what does Merlin look like, or is he even in it?
Yeah, for sure.
You know. Because he was a big part of the
mythos,
medieval telling of King Arthur. So, yeah, sure. That's all I want to see in the next trailer.
Merlin.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in this movie too. We mentioned when we were talking before we started recording.
Like, oh yeah, no, yeah. I'm
so obviously
there,
you have Charlie Hunnam as King Arthur.
Looking at like a lot of people from Game of Thrones is in there.
There's at least two people I know of because there's.
Roose Bolton,
and at least Littlefinger,
in
there too. That's pretty interesting. Roose Bolton's wearing this gnarly ass armor, like weird shoulder piece, and just like super messed up.
Yeah,
and then Littlefinger shooting an arrow like a bitch, because you know Littlefinger. Oh look, another Rat-a-Tat showed up! Yay, so excited about that. I don't need. That's not the thing I wanted anymore. Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever.
So next one will be Suicide Squad. We watched the sizzle reel for that.
Wait, are you a yes or no?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm down to see it because it's Guy Ritchie. I mean, there's parts of it that was
based
like,
on the trailer. I'm a no.
Okay, the first trailer.
Just based on this trailer.
Like I'm a Guy Ritchie guy, so like I'm gonna go.
What makes you say no though?
I don't know.
He saw a dwarf.
That's a good point. That's actually what I was going to ask because Mike, you're not really known as like a person that will see fantasy medieval type stuff.
Maybe that's what it is, but it just doesn't
because
it looks like a.
Thinking of all the times that we've watched movies that would be considered that, what was it, Dragon Slayer, Dragon Slayer.
We watched that in
Lord
a segment
of the Rings,
intentionally called Torture Theater.
Yeah, but
so.
You hate it, like
you
at
like
least
Dragonheart.
I really don't like Dragonheart. I just say that. I don't know. I don't know if it's the medieval thing, but it's just something about the trailer. I don't know if it's like this weird modernized action in a timepiece movie.
True.
Like that stuff kind of throws me off sometimes.
I know that.
Unless it's done jokingly, you know, like a Knight's Tale.
See,
but this looks like
I was going to bring up
Black
a Knight's Tale,
King Arthur's Court.
And I was going to say I have a problem with that because it has a little bit too much of the modernization of it.
Movie though, you know what I mean? Like they did that on purpose.
Yeah, but
this one makes it like it seems like they're trying to make it super cool.
But it's with like, a Knight's Tale, I still get the feeling of like the main character, the main actor. I can't remember his
Heath
name.
Ledger.
He's still
Joker.
It's still playing it like kind of like a surfer dude type thing, and it's like. That's the vibe
surfer
that I got
dude.
when I watched it years ago.
The Joker and Vision are both in that. Vision slash. Oh, plus Robert Baratheon.
Oh, was he in that?
Yeah, he plays his squire.
Damn. He moved
along
up in the
with
world.
Alan Tudyk.
He moved up in the world. He died eventually.
Who?
Alan Tudyk.
He died in what?
Serenity.
I believe that's not
Don't
true.
Talk about it.
It's totally true.
No, it's just based, like I said, I think it's more the like stylized action. I don't know. It's just an aesthetic, an actual look to it that I didn't like.
The aesthetics?
Yeah. Like, it's just...
Maybe the next trailer will sway.
Like, but, I mean, like you said, though, it is Guy Ritchie, and he doesn't make...
And they're fun movies. Like,
yeah, he's usually fun movies, but this one, I'm...
A lot of people consider Sherlock movies, not good movies, and I think they were still critically panned, but they were fun movies. Like,
yeah, for sure.
I love watching them. It's not for
I like the Sherlock movies.
But it's not for the intrigue and the but Sherlock
like,
side of things. It's for the action adventure
but
and the,
I also
and the
feel
interaction, the bro-ometer, the bromance and bro-omedy that they have with each other.
Bro-omedy? That's the worst word you could have
used. Bro-comedy?
We got what it was. It's not good.
I didn't like that.
Bromance, yes.
Fuck you too.
Bromedy, no. That sounds like something you use to check weather.
A lot of the movies I like are movies where it gives the
yo bro, it's gonna rain.
The actor a chance to kind of flex their muscles a little bit, performance wise. That's why I liked the Sherlock movies so much. This one doesn't seem like,
at least from this trailer.
I know what
it was.
I know what's because Charlie Hunnam had his real accent. That's what it was that you didn't like. You're like, nope.
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 He's not Jax Teller in this one. Get rid of it.
Where's his motorcycle and that guy that played Hellboy?
And also that giant robot thing he lives in.
That got destroyed, though.
Man.
They can rebuild it.
They have the prowess. Speaking of which, Charlie Hunnam will not be returning for the...
It's okay.
Not pretty much...
FN2187 is going to be in it.
So yeah.
My dog.
John
my dog.
Oh,
get,
okay.
No, keep going.
Okay. You had that confused, like, yeah. Okay. I was confused with Joe's
face
thing.
For you to keep going.
He will not be returning for Pacific Rim 2 because one is his scheduling is super messed up because he's got a bunch of stuff coming up, but also he doesn't want to return without Guillermo del Toro was the big word on it because...
And I don't blame him.
You know, it was his movie, as we said earlier.
Yeah.
You know, thought of it, wrote
off
it,
the podcast,
directed it.
As we said earlier. All right.
That's why I brought it up. Suicide Squad, now that we're on that one.
Mm.
So we watched the Hall H presentation, one they call the soundtrack trailer.
1 year later.
It is exactly 1 year later, sort of. A little more
in
than 1 year.
Years.
Yeah.
Exactly 1 year.
Because last year at Comic-Con, they did the first ever footage.
Mm-hmm.
That
and it leaked, and they're like, "Oh, well, here it is in HD."
Right, yeah.
Leaked, air quotes. So this one shows off or has placed three songs from the soundtrack with essentially like a long montage of just clip diarrhea because it's like it doesn't look to me. It doesn't look like it's in any sort of order because they're in and out of Belle Reve.
Well,
they're in and out of their costumes,
the
you know.
And,
yeah, so like a little bit of monologue by the Will Smiths.
Yeah, there's definitely no storyline to that trailer at all.
It's new footage,
But it's new footage, and it's just a lot of like, oh, a little bit of character stuff, and then action,
and a bunch
action,
of Captain Boomerang stealing scenes.
Yeah, and then a little bit more character stuff with Captain Boomerang. Oh, I hear you're the fire guy.
Ooh, look, fire. My favorite part is, Jack Courtney gets to use his real accent. Or close to his real. I think he plays it up a little bit more in this.
Mm-hmm.
But also, from the Comic-Con floor, they showed off the new Suicide Squad hot toys from Sideshow.
Oh, did they?
And one of them is Captain Boomerang. And he has a tracksuit on.
Mm-hmm.
You can see it because he has a coat, like a duster over the top of it. And you see there's words on it. It says Captain. On his zip up. Thought it was really funny. I was like, that dude's going to be amazing.
Oh, yeah, just some of the scenes that they showed in the trailers.
Do you have a boyfriend? Fucking swords up against his throat. That's fantastic.
He's drinking the beer in the first one while they're all fighting.
Because he's Australian, why not, right?
What was the other scene in this one where he makes the...
So he's talking to Will Smith over the counter, and he goes, don't make me shoot you. He's ooh.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, makes me laugh. I think he's my favorite character, for sure. He's gonna fucking...
So from the trailer, he seems like he's going to be the comic relief.
And yeah, like the super inappropriate comic relief, too.
Exactly, yeah.
And then making fun of other squatties, which I thought was pretty funny. So I'm a yes, Michael.
Yes.
I figured. Joseph?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, of the recording of this, we are 10 days away.
Yeah.
When this comes out, when you're first listening to this, it'll be a week.
Yep.
So, because it's a week from Friday. Next up, Luke Cage. Marvel's Netflix Luke Cage.
The trailer definitely looks badass.
Yeah, the trailer is a lot more action.
I will say, obviously you two know, and probably the rest of the world knows at this point, I haven't finished all of Jessica Jones. I'm like 6 episodes in or something like that.
And putting in no effort to actually finish it.
What do you mean there's no effort?
When's the last time you watched an episode?
Of Jessica Jones? Probably a couple months, yes.
So,
doesn't mean there's no effort, because I am back to watching Daredevil. Yeah. I'm now on episode 6.
Of season 2. And, I had to clarify that.
Well, you shouldn't have to, but yeah.
Because I forgot if you'd actually watched all of 1.
I actually did watch all of 1. And then I'm on episode 2 of Stranger Things.
Yeah! So it's Netflixing up like crazy. Question real quick. Are you watching any of those in 4K? Do you have 4K Netflix? Oh, your brother doesn't pay for it, right?
I don't. I've been thinking about getting it. I just don't know how much it is.
$12.99.
Okay.
It adds a dollar. Well, soon to be $2, because it's going to go $14.99, right?
Yeah. See, it almost might be
worth it. Well, it's going to go $12.99, and the 4K stuff is going
to
be
$14.99. But my only other problem is that then I have to watch it.
Streaming? Just regular?
Well, yeah, so I mean, regular is $9.99. Mine's $11.99 because I have the 4K.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's an additional, saying, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was asking.
It's going to jump up, yeah.
The only thing that I don't like about that is the Xbox One, which is what I like playing everything off of, because I can plug my headphones in whenever I need to. Doesn't do 4K.
Nope. And it does not look as going to, by the way.
The one that is now.
Yeah, the 1S will be 4K.
Yeah,
playback will be 4K. On stuff.
And
like Netflix.
I would love to say that I would get that, because I really don't care if I have a CD drive or not. I'll buy everything. Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I thought it
original did. Original theory was not going to be, but because it plays the original discs, or so it plays everything that the one does currently, it's going to have a disc drive, so it does both. It's just going to have a larger hard drive, a better processor,
right,
and a much smaller size. They say it's 40% smaller, but if you really look at it, you're like, that's your guys' math's off.
No,
that's just drastically smaller. I think it looks smaller.
Volume thing, and when you look at volume things, they're like, it's 40% smaller, but
you're
like,
the crazy part is the power supply is inside. So not only do they make everything smaller, but the power brick is inside the unit, so it's just a cord.
I really like that, because I fucking hate the Xbox power bricks.
Always.
The 360 had that ginormous power brick that you're trying to incorporate it into your home theater system, and you're like, where do I put this?
You're afraid to put it near anything because it heats up.
Yeah.
You can't put it on the carpet because it's going to suck fibers in, because there's obviously a fan in it. And you know it's just going to burn out, and you have to fucking buy a new one, which you can't do, so you have to buy a new Xbox, or if you have a service plan, you have to use it up.
The one is just as bad.
Oh, yeah.
It was
easily
huge.
Yep.
So that is pretty cool that they're doing that.
Yeah,
but,
internal power supply. And it can be vertically stood up if you want.
But the fact that they're releasing this one, and then next year they're going to be releasing the even more powerful one, it's like...
Two different Xboxes.
But it's all geared at the same stuff. You're going to be able
sort
to play
of.
The same
so
games.
So, yeah, Project Scorpio will be able to play... Xbox One and One S, well, actually, One S games, Xbox One games, as well as all the new ones. So I will definitely be getting Scorpio for sure. I did pre-order an S, but I don't know if I'm going to get it just yet. I might wait for the Gears of War one.
See, that's just too many consoles. Like, they shouldn't be doing that.
Well, Gears of War one's just a bundle.
The Gears of War one's the bundle, but it's an S still.
Yes.
But that's what I mean. Like, you've only had the Xbox One out for 2 years now? 3 years?
This 3 years, yeah.
3 years now?
3 year mark will be this year.
You know, now you're releasing the slim version.
Yep,
fine.
Which is what they always do.
And it's a little bit more powerful. But usually these things go in, what, a 6 year cycle?
Yeah.
And this will be actually a 4 year
cycle.
4 year cycle,
yep.
So they're shortening it. And it just feels like it's too close. That's too.
The difference is the Scorpio is not designed to replace the S?
No, it's not. But from the people that already have.
Yes.
The one, and have had it for a while, seem like I feel like I'd be screwed out of it, because I'm not getting the 4K. I have the 4K TV. If I want the 4K, I have to buy another Xbox, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If there were like a really good trade-in program,
we're still hoping on.
That would be something I would take advantage of, but I know there's not going to be a really good trade-in program. Because at most I'm only going to be able to get like 50% of the original value of the console.
No, not even that right now.
But I mean like when it's released. Like day one it's released and they're like, hey, bring in your Xbox. We'll give you $200 for it. It's like, okay, but the other console's still $400 or $500. So I'm supposed to put...
$400.
But for the
S?
The S, but the...
Scorpio?
Gears of War edition is
because that comes with $100
or more.
Well, yeah, it's because
that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying is like, it sucks because it's like I feel like I'm being screwed out of that. You know, had they just released all that stuff to begin with.
Boom. What makes me mad is the different variations. They should only do one. They're doing so. Releasing three versions of the S. There's a the one that comes out next Tuesday. By the way, if you didn't know, it's August 2nd. So in 6 days is a 2 terabyte.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 1 terabyte and the 500 gig don't come out until December-ish time. Which don't actually know a date yet.
Doesn't really make any sense.
They shouldn't release more than just one anyways.
Well, they should, no.
They should release one version of it. It has one size hard drive and that's it. But they want to do have different price ranges.
Is the S going to be hot swappable? Or
we don't know yet.
We don't know yet.
The mock we got in the store is literally just a mock. It's an empty shell.
Yeah.
It's weird because it has IOs on it. Like they're actual plugs. Like they have like wiring, like not wiring, but they have like
no. But I've seen, and it has. It's weighted to feel like the actual.
Ours is not weighted to be.
Oh, it's not weighted at all.
No, ours is an acrylic. It's a box. So you just pull it up. So we're like, oh, because it looked like we can hook it up. So I was like, we're gonna hook this fucker up and see if it works, right?
Because mm-hmm.
when they showed it, E3 was actually functional. Like okay. They actually had the weight of it. So we open up the acrylic case. Jake grabs it, and he's like, oh, fuck, it's empty. I was like, what? And I was like, oh, it's empty. You can see right through it. I was like, fuck.
I can see through you, you fake.
You phony.
Great big phony.
So, yeah, I don't like the fact they're doing three different models, and you should just stick with one.
Yeah.
But I get why, because there's people who balk at the price.
Yeah.
Because when you throw like a 2 terabyte hard drive in there, it's going to be more expensive.
But I still am just surprised that the Xbox One just can't handle 4K. Like, I don't get it. Like, I understand that.
Might be able to. I think it'd be. Because I've noticed when I was on. I was playing The Division the other night, and I was like, oh, I'm going to watch some Netflix. And I was like, I'm lazy. I don't want to reach, you know, or I don't want to switch over. I'll just go. Because I have the Redstone update, so I got there's an update to Netflix on there. I was like, I'm going to go look at it, right? And I watched one episode of Bob's Burgers, and it actually looks worse than my Apple TV.
Really?
Yeah. Like, it's darker. Like, the colors don't look as good. I was like, maybe this is my eyes or whatever. So I switched over real quick to the Apple TV, played the same episode, and I was like, nope.
Brighter
the menu looked brighter. The thumbnails looked brighter. Everything looked brighter. Because the two menus for the Netflix app on the Xbox and the Netflix app on the Apple TV look almost exactly the same. Slight different scrolling and animation, but I think it's because the Apple TV one was always different. But the video quality, I was like, well, this looks better, you know. Mm-hmm. And then if you switch over to my TV app, 4K stuff, not for Bob's Burgers in 4K, but like when I watch the Marvel stuff or Stranger Things, I watch it in 4K on my built-in TV.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. But that's the thing. Like you said, I'd have to watch it on my built-in TV.
Yeah.
And the way my setup is, it's just not the best to do. So I would want the integration. I would even buy an Apple TV at that point.
Yeah.
If it did 4K, but it doesn't. It's another one of those things where it's like, well, why doesn't it?
At this point, yeah. I mean, it should have been on the ball.
Yeah.
Well, the new iPhone's supposedly supposed to be able to shoot in 4K for video.
But we get back to the whole, because the brand new iPhone, rumor has it, is also
one too, yeah.
3D as well.
And I think like, that's, I don't know.
But I'm saying, based off the rumor,
if
it comes out to be true, and yet Apple doesn't release anything hardware
that does
for you to be
3D,
able to
yeah.
do 3D, well then why even include it as a function in your phone? Why include 4K when your Apple TV, which is what displays to your TV, which you could use to show 4K stuff, doesn't do 4K.
It's true.
So
I'm just waiting.
Which is, I guess,
because we don't even have the full details of tvOS 3. Is it 3 now?
But would they release new hardware along with it?
No. Because I guarantee you this one can do it. If a TV can get 4K Netflix, that fucking that little box can get but, it.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's what my point is with the Xbox One. It's like, dude, come on, guys.
Yeah.
I know you'd probably have some sort of chip within the Xbox that's supposed to handle all the 4K stuff, so you don't have to worry about doing some sort of software thing to load up the graphics card or whatnot, and you don't lose that experience, but come on, guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're off track.
Yeah, way to go, Mike. Thanks a lot.
God,
Jesus
I know.
Jesus Christ.
You chatter
mouth. Luke Cage, the TV show from Netflix and Marvel. I was going to say, are we going to watch it? I mean, Mike and I are probably yes. Joe's like, eventually.
Well, no, I'm a definite yes, so I'll eventually watch it. I'll watch probably like the first four episodes.
I wonder
then
how
something will happen. I won't watch them for a while.
I wonder how much Jessica Jones is going to play into it.
But with everything coming together at this point, because they will get into that they also showed the Defenders, short little teaser thing, you know, Iron Fist is just wrapping up. How much
started film or started pre-production?
Yeah, so how much are we going to see of them starting to cross over into each other's world? Because, like I said, I finished episode 6 of Daredevil, and they mentioned Jessica Jones in that. So,
yeah.
At what point, you know, do you see Iron Fist mentioned in Luke Cage, or you see Luke
Cage
mentioned in
Iron Fist?
I'd be surprised
Iron Fist gets introduced in Luke Cage because they're
homies.
They're the duo out of the group.
Yeah. Well, I mean, technically Jessica Jones and
Luke Cage
work
have already
Power Man,
shown
Power
up,
Girl.
Yeah.
But like even like
that was before.
The more recent,
not, yeah. Like currently running it right now in comic book stores is a Power Man and Iron Fist book.
And even in the animated cartoon, those are the
they always seem together.
Mm. Those are the two that hang out.
I really hope at one point Luke Cage is wearing jeans, a big belt buckle,
right,
and a yellow shirt, just like
a classic Luke Cage look.
Because they showed the Power Girl outfit. Technically they showed Jewel, but that's the Power Girl outfit too. Mm-hmm. And the Jessica Jones.
Then I wonder if, because obviously Iron Fist will be the last one that they will.
That's the last one for the Defenders, because that's the four parts.
So Defenders should be coming out
Daredevil
afterwards.
Daredevil 3 has already been announced too.
Yeah, Daredevil 3 was a T. I didn't play that one, mainly because there's really nothing to it. It's literally a subway sign.
Yeah,
blood splatter on it.
But I'm talking about chronology of like when they're going to release things for. They're not. I don't think they would sit there and overlap things. So they're not going to play Iron Fist at the same time that they start doing.
No, so it's going to go.
I want one every.
So
month.
Well, no. So I'm just wondering if like they end Iron Fist with a segue into the Defenders.
Yeah, so
that's
it's going to go. It's going to go. So Luke Cage comes out the end of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Iron
Fist is next year.
Daredevil season 3. Mm-hmm. Iron Fist, Defenders, if I remember correctly. So next year we'll have Daredevil season 3, Iron Fist, and the Defenders. Which I kind of wish they would wait for Daredevil season 3 to after, but I don't know if plot-wise like what they're doing with it, cuz the end, well, I'm not going to spoil the end of I almost coded
you.
I almost coded
me.
The fuck out of you right now. Which is fine, Mike says. Hey, we gave you enough time. It's only been 3 months. 4 months. Almost 5 months. He's good at point.
Some people were busy within that amount of time.
Doing nothing.
Doing school.
Jerk like I said,
off.
Nothing.
Jerking off.
Yeah, jerking off.
Up all your time.
He was really busy jerking off. I think I don't know if
it's
I'm trying to
sport.
Look up Iron Fist real quick to see if they. I don't think they put a date on it. They just said 2017.
But it is next year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Along with everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, I mean, my question is I wonder what they're going to end it, and if they're just going to segue, you know, dun-dun-dun, Defenders, and then wait a month or so, and Defenders comes out, and you get to see the rest of what was happening, or the culmination of everybody else's season end.
Because
that'd be kind of dope.
Using the same director of photography for both... both Luke Cage and Iron Fist. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, no, all three. Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, and Iron Fist are all the same director of photography. That's good.
That dude's got some work.
Fuck yeah, he does. 13 episodes each so far of those three. Pretty good. Yeah, there's no... It just says release 2017. I wonder if Defenders is not 2017 then. Didn't it say 2017 in the trailer?
I thought it did. I didn't see anything that said 2018 or to be announced.
Yeah, that's weird. Preceded by Marvel's Luke Cage. I'm trying to see if there's none. So I'm a... Like I said, I'm a yes for both of those and the Defenders.
Yes. On Netflix.
Yeah, like, I mean, so far they haven't let us down. I don't think they've let us down at all for any of their Marvel Netflix stuff.
Fact, and with the introduction of Ghost Rider into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., cast members of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. have talked about that Ghost Rider is going to be basically the conduit to make them a little bit darker, a little bit more grittier. To put them more in line with the Netflix series stuff.
So far, the two shows, well, three seasons, two shows, we've seen extremely dark. Extremely dark. You know, like murder, rape.
So if they can get, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it's obviously not going to be that much, but if you can get
that more in line,
darker, more tone, the more proper tone to it, we'll probably be more apt to actually see Coulson in one of them, or you know, Daredevil pop up on Avengers or something like that. Because it's, I mean, Ghost Rider's gonna give Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a boost for sure. Like, it's gonna bring me back to it. Like, now I gotta go watch
all of season three.
Yeah, or two.
Actually, you have to finish two and three. Probably watch all of three. Yeah,
because I want to be up to date when they bring Ghost Rider in. So
I stopped watching halfway. I think it was halfway through season two, because it just got to the point where I was like, not really interested anymore. Because it seems it was a super slow burn. First episode was like, oh, and these new characters, dead, and then you're like,
yeah. But you just that. You just introduced what's her name, and Azina, you're like,
just got in there and did murder her ass.
Literally like 10 minutes into the episode, and you're just like,
that was that's it. Not why
season three.
You built all that up.
Two. It was two, right?
I wasn't worried about any of that. My thing was strictly I have so much superhero shit going on to watch, you know, and like there's all this, like there's a movie every other month that comes out.
True.
There, I watch Arrow, I watch Flash, you know, every Netflix show, and I was just like, well, something's getting dropped, and it was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Like I can't do it.
Yeah, it's just too much shit, man.
As much as I sort of enjoyed it, I think it went too campy for me, and that's where it started losing me.
TV budget when you have to do 22 episodes, exactly.
And then just the fact that it wasn't
22 episodes is an old fucking dumb idea anyway.
Yeah.
Like this. The story will move so much better. The episodes will be so much better if they go to that 12, even 15. Like, just cut that shit down. Like, you don't need 22 episodes.
Even, I'd say even 18 would be,
especially for an hour-long show.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
action
there's
drama.
No reason for 22 episodes to tell a story.
But, it just felt out of tone with the rest of even the movies. It was just completely out of tone. So, that's kind of what... fell away with it.
What a dick. And then the teaser for Defenders, like we said, is literally just that. It's a bunch of stuff. It's basically paper being torn off what looks to be a wall of like different like pictures and flyers and stuff, and it shows little clips. Like it shows the Alias agency, and it gets torn away to a camera lens. The bar, an advertisement for a bar with a shot glass, it gets torn away, and it's bulletproof, or like it's bullet. Through a shirt, looks like, you know, and then it jumps over to a Kung Fu ad, and then it says who is Danny Rand on this little post-it note, and then it gets ripped away, and it's the Iron Fist logo, the little dragon guy.
Yeah.
And then as it pans out, you see each one has a letter that looks like an insignia of part of those four characters, and it says defend, and it's got Sticks talking over the top of it, saying that you think four of you can protect the city or something, you can't even protect yourselves.
Yeah.
So it was pretty dope. But it's just basically showing you that, you know, they're definitely, the Defenders are a thing. A lot of people doubted it was going to be a thing still, because it was like so, taking so long. Because the original plan was like all four were going to have a series.
Like
One season each, and then the Defenders, and then go from there. But it's like, you got Daredevil of season two out of the way.
you had problems with Iron Fist.
Yeah, like they lost a bunch of... Like, yeah, it was doubtful
whether that was even going to happen. Yep.
There's rumors it was going to be a movie, and then, yeah, like, was it going to happen? Is Punisher going to take his place? And,
yeah,
you know, the internet and that sort of stuff all gets all jacked up and shit. So, yeah, those three, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, and the Defenders, it's a clear yes for all of us, I think. Mm-hmm. Luke Cage,
two of us will actually watch them.
Right away. Joe may finish them.
He never will.
Oh, yeah, it's probably true. Next up is Kong Skull Island.
This looks fucking nuts.
It's fucking crazy. Loki and Captain Marvel going after with John Goodman, because I can't think of another character for him to call him other than Roseanne's husband.
Dan.
Connor. Yeah, that's the one. So, like, they're on a mission to...
And Fury.
Well, I'm getting there in a minute. Is they're on a mission to go document this so-called lost island, mm-hmm, of prehistoric creatures, basically a giant ape, and they get flown in by Nick Fury and Dr. Doom with a bunch of other soldiers.
The Screaming Eagles?
I don't think it was the Screaming Eagles, because he said he didn't have an eye patch yet.
Just saying.
Could be. And then shit goes awry because one of the helicopters gets a palm tree placed inside of it forcibly, like through the windshield area.
No, so leads me to believe giant monkey attacking them. That's when you turn around and go back.
Oh, so basically,
I don't care if it's giant monkey, it's just giant anything. Anything that can chuck a tree at you.
This is my thought process. You got, like, it looked like three or four helicopters, right, flying with each other.
Yeah, you know.
The front one gets impaled by a palm tree, which usually is not happens, like, in the air. Like, if a helicopter crashes, you can get a palm tree in it. You know what I mean? Like, that's a thing that happened. This is flying pretty straight, and it gets a palm tree implanted through the windshield. That's the part when those other ones should go, boom, and just, like, bank off, red light, we should get out of here, because, like, that's not normal.
No, we got to save those people. No, them dead.
No, they're dead. Like, I don't know if you know this or not, but when a palm tree enters the front of a helicopter during flight, or even when it's crashing, and you're still in it,
they're dead.
The likelihood of you living...
No, they're dead.
...is not good.
Oh, he did.
Especially because you're not on the ground yet. If you crash into a palm tree, all right, you might be fucked up, but you might be alive. If you get hit by a palm tree while flying in the helicopter in said air... And then it has to go down, you're gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
Even on the second bounce, it's not good for you, you know what I mean?
But they still decide to go in there.
Yep.
And
might as well
find things out, and
you
see that giant bloody handprint.
Oh,
on the
my
side
god, that's another
that
that's another red flag, is to turn away and run, right? Man, that might have happened before the helicopter got implanted with a palm tree.
Oh, I'm sure
but...
it did. Like, that was just Tuesday night. Hey, let's go, side of the mountain, handprint.
So big, too. It's so ridiculous.
How much blood would that have to be?
And what did it come from?
Yeah. Because I'm assuming that it was King Kong, but in the Kong franchise, there's been T-Rex and other mystical animals that they've shown in this one. So, yeah.
But this Kong does look way bigger
than the
Peter Jackson one.
Where the two guys
and
are
this
fighting.
One, we're kind of talking about. It's not set how you would think like all the other King Kong. Well, not all the other, but how
but
you think
not
of King Kong.
The classic 1940s.
Yeah, it's not
weird
planes flying over.
Vaudeville era.
Yeah.
We're going to go
it
film this.
It seems more around Vietnam. Ish, like it has
Vietnam-ish,
modern.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's got the
1960s,
the Huey helicopters
60s,
with the M60s.
Is that Vietnam 60s, right?
Yeah.
Okay. God damn, my brain.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, so Superman comes, I'll tell you.
But
it lasted for a while into the 70s, and then it.
Yeah. So, but that seems to be the time frame, because I mean, there's old style cameras in it.
Yeah.
But like outside of the old style camera, there and like a little bit of like. The haircut, but even the haircuts are kind of coming back around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whereas, so it's kind of hard to pinpoint. Yeah, it's kind of hard to pinpoint the like date outside of the fact that you see the helicopters, you see some of the weapons, you see the old
even the
camera.
Fatigues that the soldiers are wearing.
Yeah, they're not
dark
they're not,
green.
Yeah,
it
the
looks
digitized
very, you
camos
know.
Or anything. So it's kind of cool because you're in a new time frame for a King Kong, which is interesting. But like I said, the most weirdest thing to me is like this fucking thing is so goddamn big. It's like, what are you gonna do?
What was your plan?
Like, what's what is Like, unless everyone dies, I don't think the movie makes sense already.
Well, I don't think there was. I don't think it was a plan, because the way the trailer makes it seem is they're being paid. Like they're paying.
It's an expedition in there. It's not
document it, because John Goodman's a cameraman.
It's an expedition,
and even Loki has a still camera
to go look into it. It's not literally like, hey, we know there's a giant ape in here.
Yeah,
let's go capture them shits. Yeah.
Yeah, so. I wonder. You think they bring him back?
And like what?
Classic
fucking boat they had at the beginning.
You bring him back.
It'd be easier to bring a city to that big motherfucker.
But like, as big as King Kong was in the Peter Jackson one, like
this one was like
this one's way. It's
like Godzilla size.
You're like, why is that mountain have
from
legs?
The makers of Godzilla,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. A bunch of them. Yeah.
So I wonder if they kind of play it like that, where you don't get a lot of King Kong like screen time.
Maybe.
Which
up
that
until the
upset
end.
Some people yeah. about the Godzilla movie,
which is dumb.
I thought Godzilla did a good job of giving you enough without
Godzilla movie, yeah.
ruining it, you know. But you would think King Kong would need a little bit more face time than Godzilla, because it's not like a scary movie; it's more of an action movie. You would feel, but
oh, it was pretty scary watching that trailer.
I don't know.
You're getting that knife fight on the top of that fucking hill, and you hear him breathing, and they both go. And they look over, and the head
the
comes
head
up.
The head is just slowly coming up.
And it's like,
up.
They're like, I was
and
like, oh.
Just reach out and slap it on the nose. And say, no, bad King Kong, go
bad
away.
Bad Kong.
And it's like, okay.
Then he just like
and
backhands
you.
You
would do that, and I'd be the other guy, be like, oh, yeah, you punish him, and I would run the other direction.
Well, running's not going to help you either. Like,
well, if his rage is focused on you, hopefully I can get enough away from his.
Pick up the guy who slaps him in the face and
throw him
at
me?
The other guy.
Oh, I'm going to find a cave, and I'm just going to go run into that cave, because
hopefully,
whatever's inside
that
cave,
there is
whatever's
dinosaur
inside
skeletons.
That cave is going to be a lot smaller than that motherfucker.
That is, depending on the size of the cave.
That's true.
Because I think you'd be able to notice a cave that King Kong would fit
in. Oh, look, a bear. Oh, scary, a bear. You see the giant fucking monkey outside? No.
Yeah, but, like, if you go back to, like, the Peter Jackson movie, too, remember, like, the bugs were giant and shit, too?
It's true.
Again.
And, like, this one had, it shows dinosaur bone, like, skeletons.
It does straight.
Yeah, there's the Triceratops one. Like,
oh, that was pretty awesome part.
Yeah, he's fucking got the machine gun mounted in the horns.
Like a shield, yeah.
Which, by the way, did not look like it was working. Because whatever was getting closer to him kept getting closer to him. I was like, you're not winning. Nope, keep shooting. That's fine. Don't worry
about it. So I'm a yes so far.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Adventures of Loki and Captain
Marvel.
And
people are
going
to be like, do they really need to make another King Kong movie?
Yeah.
No, they don't. But fuck it.
Yeah, right?
Technology keeps getting better. Like, might as well just keep making these things look cooler.
Shit, yeah. Speaking of technology, our next movie, Marvel's Doctor Strange.
Real quick. Go back to King Kong. I hate Peter Jackson. So,
you do hate Peter Jackson.
He
is the father of all dwarves.
I did watch that other King Kong movie, and I love the King Kong versus the T-Rex.
Oh, that was one of the coolest parts.
That was
for
the
sure.
coolest part. That was the only good part.
Mainly because those scenes didn't have Adrian Brody. Well, he does, but he's running in terror, so he probably like that a lot.
So
him, monkey.
Get him, you giant monkey fuck, or you fucking giant T-Rex. Either one. If either one or Jack Black,
well,
Jack Black could have taken Adrian Brody out in that movie, I would have been happy.
Just hits him with the camera, dangles him over the side. Get him, Kong.
Not Colin Hanks, though. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah.
He was pretty skinny in that movie. Actually, he's pretty skinny still. I mean, it's not beefed up at all. So next is Doctor Strange. The first actual trailer came out. Versus the teaser trailer.
Still looks like a super mashup of all Nolan's movies, but whatever, I'm going to watch it.
I think a lot of stuff nowadays has some hints of Christopher Nolan movies.
Yeah, but this one is blatant.
Oh, no.
I feel like
during the trailer, I said, yeah, why, you know, this looks like Inception. I mean, it really does.
Well, the buildings.
The building scene looks exactly like Inception.
Look like it, but just like there's other things, too. Just
it has that
Inception-y
gritty feel to it.
Batman Begins.
Yeah.
It's got some Batman Begins in it. So, but I like all those movies, so fuck it. Let's watch it.
I thoroughly enjoy it. I really like where the trailer went with it, so.
Yeah, the first teaser trailer, you get like that a little bit of it, you know, like, it's got some mystic stuff. And like, she tossed his ass and like he had versions of himself and blah. And this one, they're like, nah, man, see, what we're going to do is we're going to make you want to throw up. right away.
I do. Yep. I'm going to watch it because at this point, Marvel is about enough equity where you just watch anything that has Marvel.
I already shipped a check.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like fill in price.
So I'll watch any Marvel movie at this point. But I will say I'm pretty sure I'm going to like this one the least out of all of them so far. I have that feeling going in.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean it's going to be bad. I'm just going to... I'm thinking so far this is probably going to be the one I like the least.
I can't say that. Because to me it feels... I mean, as we have said, it feels like a Christopher Nolan movie. So it feels like...
Yeah, but it's not.
It feels like Marvel's Batman, you know? He gets into an accident, so something traumatic happens in his life, and he goes searching for his future,
his destiny,
and he ends up in that ancient temple where he learns some sort of mystical art, you know. So very similar to Nolan's Batman, and then he goes back to his city to save it, essentially.
From Liam Neeson.
So I think I'll thoroughly enjoy it.
I think I'll like it. I just don't... I don't know. Again, this is like magic and spells and shit.
But like you said, anything at this point that Marvel's doing is gold.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, they're doing pretty good for themselves. Like Mike said, equity. Literally like sent a check saying, please put in the price of at least one ticket.
At least one ticket?
Least one ticket. I'll buy the rest myself.
Definitely 10 tickets.
I don't know about that. Like right away. Like if Mike's right.
Right away.
Five tickets.
Five tickets, exactly. Because you're going to see it with us. You're going to see it opening day. You're going to see it Sunday. You're going to see it with your friends after work. Exactly.
It's true. There's a movie theater.
Somebody's going to be like, hey, Cody. And you're like, yes, I want to go see Doctor Strange. And you're like, no, I was saying hi, but okay.
I was going to ask you to get out of the way, but like, no, but that's the second one. Good, let's
let's go watch Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I think the visuals look dope as fuck. The magic looks sick as shit too, because they use the ruins. Like you can see the shapes and stuff, and it goes up his arm. It's fucking dope as balls. The teleportation fire ring thing was pretty sweet too.
Yeah, where it kind of interacts with the environment.
You can see like through it, but it's it was super dope. I was like, that's rad. I don't know what's happening.
Anybody does.
I know Hannibal's eyes look like they're burning. Rotting flesh out of his face, which is pretty dope. I thought it was pretty dope. But yeah, now I'm going to go for sure. Mike, he's going to see it.
Yeah, I'm going to see it. If it wasn't a Marvel movie, though, I'll be honest, I'd probably be a no.
I would still see it. If it wasn't a Marvel movie, I'd still see it.
I don't know.
From what I see, if it didn't say Marvel on it, I would still see it.
Yeah, because I like stuff like Sorcerer's Apprentice and
which is a dope
The Last
movie.
Witch Hunter.
I like those movies. Those are dope.
Yeah. I like those ones, so like I would.
I totally
it looks
see this.
Pretty dope.
Yeah. I still want to see. Movies. I want to see sequels to those two movies.
I do too. We're never going to get either of those though. Well, which Last Witch Hunter we might, depending on how.
Because it did pretty well.
It did fairly well. Yes. Ugh! God damn it! They released a trailer for that too. No, so we didn't watch it. I watched it.
You're doing a lot of stuff that makes me not like you today.
Whatever.
He's like, I really don't care about your friendship.
Well, 100%, that's the truth. If XXX does really, really, really good, Vin Diesel will say, I want to make a sequel to fucking The Last Witch Hunter. No, and they'll be like, okay.
What's that one? What's the one who's a babysitter?
The Pacifier?
Yeah, Pacifier. He wants a sequel to that one, finally.
Yeah, he's going to pick that one above Last Witch Hunter.
He's like, in order, guys, in order.
One another.
Chronological one another of my movie. Career.
I'm into the sequel thing now, guys. Let's go. Let's sequel some old shit.
47 Fast and Furious movies isn't enough sequels for him.
But he needs a vehicle for his own career.
See, what you didn't understand is that those weren't really sequels. It was actually just continuations.
The blood? What happened to him?
He's in the sequel to Babylon AD.
You ever watched the director's cut of that?
No, I can't.
So much better.
So much better.
I want to watch it because you guys told me it's actually pretty good. It makes the movie make more sense, but I can't find it anywhere.
It's because nobody really wants to carry that movie.
Yeah. I have it. You want to borrow it? I got it free on Blu-ray.
Sure.
Remind me when you leave.
Nah,
he says. I just said that to make you happy, so you quit talking to me about it. it's what it sounded like to me. Next up is Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman!
I don't know if that's a thing. Oh, that's the wrong button again. I'm dumb.
What are you doing over there?
I typed in Wonder Woman and then hit enter because I forgot what I'm doing. But yeah, so the first actual trailer for Wonder Woman has been released at Comic-Con.
Captain Kirk's in it.
Captain Kirk is in it.
No Mr. Spock.
As far as we know. Danny Houston's in it, so like there's a link to the X-Men in a way.
You could link it to the X-Men.
Yeah, why not? I'd do it all day long.
Yeah, I guess you would.
Yep. I don't give a fuck. I don't know. I could probably look at what is in it, but I'm not going to.
Well, Gal Gadot.
No, I was like, who he is. Because it says Danny Houston. Okay, it doesn't really say.
What character he plays.
Yeah, who he plays. There's a bunch of people in it that you will recognize that you may not know the name of.
Danny Houston kind of sucks.
There are a bunch of people.
Danny Houston sucks in a lot of things, for sure.
But don't know the name of.
Yeah, like you'd be like, oh, I know that guy from like that one movie with the things and the stuff, and the quacka, you know, that sort of thing. But you wouldn't be like, oh, Danny Houston.
How long before people start making a big deal that there's not enough or not very many men in this movie?
Actually, there's a lot of men in this movie.
There's a lot of men.
No, I'm saying. Kind of tongue in cheek, like people are gonna be like, "Why is there so many women?"
Because it's
why are the men useless?
I guarantee you that you're probably gonna hear the argument of why does Wonder Woman need some sort of love interest? Because obviously that's what Captain Kirk is.
He's a love interest. That's exactly what it is. It's I'm wondering.
But he's also the conduit to, like, our world, though.
No, he absolutely is. Like, I'm thinking, like...
I've used conduit twice in this podcast, by the way.
Good job, Mike.
Yeah, weird. I noticed it because I don't know.
World's greatest search engine. Go ahead.
Oh, God.
Gross.
That's awful.
The tech support joke.
Yeah. Oh, your computer has conduit. You probably have malware and viruses on it.
No, not probably. You do.
Yeah.
Already. Like, I can see one. Go ahead. You were going to say.
Yeah, I lost my train of thought.
It's about the men's being with the ladies. Conduit to the men's world. Man's world.
Yeah, right. Mike and his big words. It totally makes sense. Like, movie going wise, it totally makes sense. You need that something that brings her into man's world.
Yep.
Because that's what even they have referred to it in the books as man's world. That's why Themyscira is there. It's a woman's world.
There are no men's.
There are no men's.
They're not even allowed.
Which, although I do think it was funny, is where's your father? Oh, I didn't have a father. Zeus made me.
Yeah.
I was like, but that's still a father figure. Anyway, just awful father.
You be my father, me.
Awful father,
your
by
the way.
Tiny
handyman.
The battle scenes
are
dope.
But still, people will complain.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Because they...
I was just referencing dumb dudes who got mad at Ghostbusters.
Bitches can be ghosts.
Yeah, but I'm saying that you will have those people that on the other end that, they don't like Gal Gadot, and they... You'll have the more feminist people who will argue that... why
she don't mean no man?
Why does she need a man? Why?
I mean, we'll guarantee you she's gonna be saving his ass 99% of the time in the movie. You know what I mean? So
no, yes.
It's gonna be fine. People are gonna complain, but there's no reason to.
But
those
people. There's literally something, and I can't remember the name of it that I had read a while ago. It was some sort of a study done on women in film. And how they have to, or at least writers always write them as some sort of, every time they're talking, they have to talk about a guy. Like, they're not there to move dialogue along or have their own thoughts. They're there to talk about the main character or talk about their love interest or whatnot. So that's what I'm saying, is that there will be people complaining about that, but it's like... It's a movie, guys. Come on. It looks like it could be an amazing movie.
Visually, phenomenal, man.
It looks phenomenal. And it looks in the same tone as Batman versus Superman or Superman or Man of Steel,
Yeah. But what a lighter tone, though, it looks
like. I don't mind that. And I don't know why. I do kind of know why some people have a problem with that, because they want to see the bright colors of the capes and this and that. And it's like...
The outfit's super dope.
The outfit is super dope.
When
I love
it. She dons the fucking suit, like straight up armor when she's on the battlefield.
Yes, and then the lasso.
Well, the lasso looks super dope.
Lasso's glowing.
And she's like using it as a weapon too, which I love.
And she flips that tank too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, I'm sold from this trailer. I still have yet to see Batman versus Superman beyond the small bit that we watched, but I'm super sold on this. Super sold.
Yeah, I'm a go for sure.
Not just sold, I'm super sold.
Like I'm willing to write them a check too.
Yes,
but those are greedy bastards, so I may not send that check blank.
Yes,
I'll be like, what?
I want this to go towards this movie, a sequel, and Batman.
Yes, straight up Batman. Just Batman. The Batfleck one.
The Batfleck.
Yeah. Who, by the way, officially announced as being writer and director of the Batman solo movie.
Which we knew for a while.
Yeah, but this is like they announced it like officially, like he is doing this movie for 2018.
Yeah.
Boom. That dude's going to be busy. Like, he's going to be waist deep in DC for a wee bit now.
Oh, yeah. Especially if he's doing his own writing and stuff.
Like, he's writing, he's directing it. He's obviously in the Justice League movie we'll see next year.
Yep.
Or, no. Not yet. Is that next year?
Moving into the Justice
Holy
League
shit,
movie.
Is that next year too?
I'm pretty sure it is, yeah. Like
Fuck,
I said, I didn't see...
next year's so stacked.
I didn't see anything that said 2018 on there.
Fuck,
or to be announced. It all said 2017.
That means... So, next year, we'll have Lego Batman.
Mm-hmm. Actual Batman.
Actual Batman.
With Justice League.
Yeah, so Justice League, Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
We have Guardians 2.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man.
Yep.
Thor 3.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the... I'm sure you have. I'm not sure if Mike had. Did you see the Hulk armor?
I sent it to you. I sent the pictures to you.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I also saw
him on Kotaku, so...
Yeah. Yeah, that's like basically like, oh, by the way, we're secretly telling you that we're doing a World War Hulk movie in a way.
Yes.
But not like, we're not guaranteeing it. But yeah, Don, like, because you know, like what... I was talking to the guys at work about this, not to get sidetracked, like we normally do. But it was... I saw that and I was like, they're like, why does he need armor? I'm like, well, because he's essentially going against gods. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, remember the fight between him and Thor in the first one? Like, he got his ass kind of handed to him.
Yeah.
And he did sucker punch Thor later on. But, like, he's going to need an upper hand because there's going to be a whole fucking planet of Thors
to
literally be fighting against.
Puny and what, god?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he took out Loki, but Loki's technically not an Asgardian. Loki is... from the ice
frost giants.
Yeah, so like, and he's not even a very good frost giant.
No, because he's a small one.
Yeah.
Those
dudes were big. Plus that big beastie thing that Thor murdered, by the way, if you guys forgot about that, on camera, murdered the fuck out of that crazy ice dog.
Yeah, well, it shouldn't attack him.
It's true.
That's true. It's a true fact there.
Dogs get put down. Thanks, Vinny. So, yeah, no, yeah, next year, we should probably look up a list, but we don't have time. We're almost running out of time. We have one more movie to talk about. So I'm a go for Wonder Woman, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
Mike.
Yes.
All right, so that's good. So next up is Justice League, the movie. We saw a teaser, very early footage, because they are filming a lot of it. They are knee even filming it right now. That is in the process. We actually got to see all, well, I guess you could say five of them.
No, because you didn't see Superman.
No. Do your math real quick. You saw five of them. Do your math real quick. Who we saw in that trailer.
Yeah, I guess we did. Well, I was thinking...
Because
like,
there's six, technically.
I was thinking together. Like,
yeah, we saw five of them together.
We saw
four of them together, but we saw all
because,
five of them. Stuff,
because Aquaman, you know, is he in? You know,
more or less.
More or less. Is it more or less or more or more? More or less.
He said no, didn't he? He said no. Yeah, so in this one, we get to see the five sans Superman. So you get to see, for the first time, really, a really good glimpse at Aquaman. Not doing Aquaman stuff, but like Aquaman.
No, he wasn't talking to fishes, no.
Yeah, he wasn't talking to fishes.
I heard you talking to fishes.
That was a really funny line. You got to see Bat in the suit again. You got to see the Wonder Woman's in her outfit, as well as sitting down all glamified, watching videos with... Batman
with the Bruce Wayne's.
I saw Bruce Wayne with a beard.
Yep,
which is pretty dope. Because that's the thing you don't get to see.
Because he went
often.
To someplace cold. Yeah. So when you go to someplace
Kingside,
cold,
you got to have a beard.
Keeps you warm.
Beard happens.
Yep. That's why I'm always having a beard. Always somewhere cold. You got to see Cyborg in the actual gear, both up close and far away.
Which makes me interested because, you know, I don't keep up on much on Cyborg, but they show him at the beginning, he's regular human looking.
Yeah, they show all of them.
And then at the end, he's Cyborg. So is he able to transform like that?
They're going back.
They're probably going to show the accident that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is what I'm guessing.
I'm guessing that's a flashback to him telling him what happened.
Okay.
Because it looks very flashbacky.
The only thing
I will say I'm not excited about how it looks so far, even though we haven't really seen the Cyborg like move around and be functional. We just saw that little bit of it.
It looks very early.
Yeah. Oh, it's very early. Yeah, I mean, obviously we're still.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it's garbage or anything. Like it looks like whatever, but I'm just not.
They haven't polished.
I'm waiting to see like what the full look of it is
when
he starts
fighting and moving around rather than just asking or saying that he didn't think
he was
real.
Because I was kind of hoping to be more of like more person, but you saw in the Justice or in the Batman v Superman movie, like it's basically just a head and almost half of a chest all that's left
and like
of
one itty bitty part of the arm.
So I was kind of hoping there'll be like, you know, one full arm and a little bit of torso, like kind of that kind of look to it. But I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to bash it because it's super early and we haven't even seen a full, you know, head to toe shot of it yet.
Yeah.
But that's the one thing out of it that I'm a little bit like, oh, that could be garbage, maybe. So anxious to see that.
Also, though, you got we were speaking of the earliness. I mean, obviously, this is like they're not done filming. You can tell because like there's not a whole lot you see. But they have plenty of time to do some tweaking to the special effects because, you know, looks like they did a lot to the Flash's Speed Force stuff. And obviously they animated Cyborg itself, but they can obviously tweak how that looks for the most part. But speaking of which, I do like, A, the usage of the Speed Force when they're doing the Flash scene, both in and out of the Speed Force. Like when you see him in the Speed Force looking at the Batarang fly by his face, which is super hilarious. Because he like dawns on him like, what the fuck? Bruce Wayne just threw a Batarang at me. That must mean he knows Batman.
Are you friends with Batman?
Yeah. Does Batman live in Bruce Wayne's basement?
No.
Bruce Wayne lives in Batman's attic. But then when you see him, I keep referring to because I don't know what else to say, when he moves real fast, like it's a flash, and like, obviously that's his name. And
it's more instant than what you've seen in the past.
Yeah, if you don't see the like, trail. Yeah. It's just like boom, and he flashes behind him, and like you see the lightning, which is cool. It's not red or yellow. It's like regular blue lightning or white lightning, you know.
And it's not really a lightning that's coming off him.
No, it's just around him.
It's just around him.
So I thought it was pretty. Like, it's interesting to see what they're doing with it. And obviously, again, that can be tweaked later on.
Yeah.
Because like what we see now, literally could be nothing of what it actually looks like, except for his armor looks like that looks like the suit he's gonna be wearing.
That looks like a practical effect more than CG type thing. Yeah,
like where Cyborg is definitely like prosthetics, CG. But like CG like a motherfucker. Yeah. I'm sure there's parts of it that are like
more
on
practical.
Him.
Yes,
you know, like he probably has half his face covered by something, but like that red eye was definitely not his.
There's a Tauros.
Yeah, that's where I got mine. Is here.
Oh, I never did.
Yeah, there's awesome. A Tauros. If you want to catch one, Mike.
Oh, it's a question mark one. So
ooh, you're going to get maybe
I'm gonna throw a raspberry
at
it.
Yeah, you should. It's going to be like 12. so, yeah. Justice League. All right, that's it for Comic-Con Roundup. Did he escape?
No, I threw a curveball.
Off the screen?
Off the screen.
You curved it off the screen? You're supposed to curve it from off the screen, like off the screen. Like, yeah. Anything else, anybody? Nothing? We're good?
Nope, that's really it.
That is our trailer recap from Comic-Con 2016.
Lots of yeses, maybes.
We missed a few things, but nothing big, and we talked about some other ones. So that's it for this week's Come Naturally. We are...
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usual, you motherfuckers just came naturally.
Boomer lives.